Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's a Hard Knicks Life. It is a Hard Knicks Life. A Hard Knicks Life. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Life. It's a Hard Knicks Life. It is a Hard Knicks Life. A Hard Knicks Life.
What up, Knicks fans, and what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
There he is, and good morning, Blandy, or almost good morning, to Blanderson Hooper. Yeah. We also call him Jay. Yeah. What's You're going to stay awake for this, right?
I'm going to try. It's going to be tough, but I'm
here. Blandy's warned us, Barry. Might not stay awake. He's not going to do anything. He might not even do the news. If we get a couple drops, we'll be lucky. He's already yawning.
Did you hear this? Look. You catch Blanderson at midnight any day of the fucking week. I mean, I'm sorry. You might as well put a pillow under him and say goodnight.
I would have been bed 2 hours ago.
He's going to get 4 hours of sleep. He's got to meet with a parent in the morning.
It's the truth.
He'll be able to keep his eyes open.
This is, yeah, that's like me every time we do this fucking show, Blandy.
Well, you've every taken time. On that. That's the role that you play.
Well, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe
Listen,
I shouldn't.
Listen, it's up to you.
What are you drinking? It's bubble water. Tea? What is that?
Water.
Bubble tea.
I had coffee. I had coffee hours ago, but that shit's worn off like a long time ago.
Okay. Well, Barry, where can they call us?
Where they can always call us, Craig. The hotline, 516-33-MESH-1. That's 516-336-3741.
It is hotter than ever, the hotline. We got Murder Jim later.
Oh.
Abu Shaki. Who else? Hotepe.
Oh, the regulars.
And when I say hotter than ever, please subscribe to the one podcast that has Ralph and Janie talking about beards and who's hot in them and who's not hot in them.
Oh, I like how Blandy, this is going.
Yeah, play the intro clip.
Ralph and Janie are here.
Hey.
I don't like the beard on Mike Breen.
I can't see him. Otherwise, I would say he was a hottie.
Okay.
Is Janie, she doesn't see?
Well, she must see. Maybe she just hasn't seen him with the beard.
Okay, that's what that meant.
Yeah, you don't get to MSG early enough. You're not going to see the beard.
Okay, well, Ralph is not attracted to Mike Breen and the beard. Mike Breen, okay. In case you're listening. Right. Not like he's attracted to Tibbs. Not like Janie's attracted to Tibbs. All right, guys, let's fucking do this. Before we get started, Blandy wants to be out of here in 20 minutes, so we're going to try to make that happen.
Yeah, let's do this.
Isn't it nice to make your listeners feel like this is a chore for you? Well, is that a nice way to start the show?
It's midnight.
Not for them.
I know, but for us care. It is. For us, it's midnight.
All right. Barry, over under on Blandy staying awake. Or how many yawns? 10 yawns?
Oh, 10?
Over or under? Yeah.
Under.
I've already got two in, so...
Blandy, if you could do that, just count your yawns for the show.
All right, that's two so far.
All right, Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. I'll go over on that, by the way. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player and use. That's three. Game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, he might get through 10 in this one ad.
It's possible.
I mean, we do read the same fucking thing every week. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the... Was that four? Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events, whether that's the NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf.
What'd you hit the fucking...
Landy.
What'd you hit, a golf ball with a tennis racket? What happened there?
Yeah, I just got a hole in one with a tennis racket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen.
Head on over to betonline.ag and get your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BLEAV to get your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
That was pretty good. That worked.
Blandy's awake. He's here.
Yeah. By the way, the more you talk about me yawning, it's just going to make me yawn. I already had a stifle one after you said it the last time, just because it just, it's like contagious. All right.
Okay, guys. Well, we have, the Knicks are on fire. We have lost five of our last seven. Oh, that's number four from Landy.
That's one way to put it.
We are 10-12 on the season. I almost want to read the Tankathon things, but I'll save that for later. A few close losses over the past few games to Portland, Memphis, and the Bucks. Listen, right?
If you remember, I closed out the last one saying that when we lost, we were losing big. So now at least we're keeping it close. I mean, that's an improvement.
Progress in the eyes of Blanderson Hooper, Craig.
We were losing by an average of 15 points a game. And in the last three that we've lost, they've been really tough games against good teams. And we, you know, we were really close in the end.
Yeah.
We just don't have enough to close out. But
there's a little positive, a little silver lining.
Why not?
On that dark cloud
I agree.
That hangs over
they've
our
been
heads.
Tough. They've been tough losses, right? Fourth quarters that were close. Games where Jalen Brunson almost carried us to a win.
Yeah. Just couldn't do it.
But couldn't. Landy, why don't you play the Ralph montage? This is a montage of the back-to-back last two games, Detroit and Milwaukee.
Raining threes in Detroit. Julius Randle shooting well. And for some reason, there is no center circle on the Detroit court, which I've never seen before.
He's very upset.
Well, Knicks blow out the Pistons by 30, but we got the Bucks tomorrow. I'm proud of Julius Randle for keeping us cool after that hard foul. That's a rarity. Anything, Ben?
Go Knicks!
All right, Knicks versus Bucks. Let's see what we're made of. Well, we're hanging in there with the Bucks. It's a dog bite!
Well, the Knicks lose a hard-fought game. You can blame this one mostly on free throw shooting. God, I can't believe how many free throws we missed. A good night. One more thing. Mitchell Robinson is a beast.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Brunson, guys, missed 3 of 4 free throws. He just didn't look right ever since he went out early in the game. For us to be, though, that close with the Bucks in a game where he was 8 for 22... Right. Julius was 8 for 24, 16 for 48, but 16 for 46 between the two of them, two of our most important players.
Yeah.
Shot game for everybody.
Yeah. The Knicks continue to struggle from three. They continue to sit at the bottom of the barrel, you know, in the league when it comes to threes. They're 6 for 30. So, with all that being said, the fact that they were in this game with a minute to go, I mean, that says something. I mean, I've been saying all along since the season began with this particular set of guys that it's going to take them, I think, about 50 games. It's a long time, right? It's a long time.
You've said this?
I've said this before. It's going to take 50 games before shit starts to click. Get through the first bumps of injuries in the season. Get the rotation set because Tom's been tinkering. Thibodeau's been tinkering a lot. By 50 games, I think shit's going to start to click. The fact that they're already starting to take baby steps and staying close in these games, like we just discussed, is a good sign. And again, it gives me faith, gives me confidence that maybe this team can strike a little lightning in a bottle at the end of the season, which is when you need it most if you're going in as a play-in type team.
But hold on, just really quick, you catch lightning in a bottle. You don't.
What did I say?
You strike it.
Well, the lightning's got to strike if you're going to catch it.
You have to catch it in a bottle. You don't strike lightning in a bottle.
You can strike it in the bottle and catch it, I would say.
I don't think you strike anything in the bottle. You have to catch it in the bottle.
Oh, well, you strike it outside the bottle, then you catch it in the bottle.
After it's been struck, and then you got to try and catch it.
Yeah, okay.
Barry, would you say that these were statement losses?
Jesus, here we go. This is really the shit we're going to do at midnight.
If they would have won this game, it would have been a statement win, Craig. I'll tell you that much.
I knew it. I knew that.
For sure. No, there's no such fucking thing as a statement loss. No. A loss is a loss in my book.
Well, you said they were close losses. They're starting to click. I don't know that they're starting to click. I mean, we'll see. This team is just up and down. Not going to, like you said a few weeks ago, I'm not going to go crazy. Like, you wouldn't go crazy over a win. And I'm not going to go crazy over some close losses.
Yeah. Another 30 games or so from now, we'll talk again. And we hope that shit's clicking.
Wait, we're not going to talk for 30 games?
Ideally, that would be great.
Oh, Jesus. That's a long time.
Can we just fast forward through this 50 games?
It's like five,
getting
six
to know
weeks.
Each other?
Nice.
Hey, look, it's part of the what is it? There's a saying, Blandy, I need your help on this one, about the journey, right? The destination, the journey. Something's more important, right?
Sure.
It's more.
I know
the
what
journey.
You're saying, but I don't know.
You know
that
what I'm
one.
Saying, right?
Yeah,
you
know
what I'm trying
you're saying.
To say.
Yeah.
You gotta hit. You gotta take the bumps and bruises, the lumps. You gotta take all that shit, so you can appreciate where they come out the other side after those 50 games.
I do think that they were encouraging signs. I mean, I know we're mocking it, but it is. They were. Good losses compared to what we've been going through, which is just every time we lose, we get our asses handed to us.
Well, let's talk about this Milwaukee one. I mean, fucking Mitchell Robinson, man. You got to start
last
with him.
Games.
He's back.
Last
but
two
this
games.
One was a fucking clinic. 11 offensive rebounds? I mean, we talk about how great an offensive rebound is, guys, but 11 against the Bucks. I mean, that's fucking impressive.
One of the best, the best defensive
I know Giannis,
teams in the league.
I mean, I know Giannis put up numbers, but I mean, I felt like Mitchell was handling him as good as you can handle somebody. It shows Mitch's strength and where he's excelling. And, I mean, look at Giannis. The fact that the Knicks were better than the Bucks by 5 points with Giannis on the court says a lot. Usually when he's on the court, that's when you're going to be getting beaten, and he was a -5 tonight. So, you know, again, little positives you could try to kind of take from this game. If you want to.
The crazy thing is you get that massive game out of him after that weird cryptic tweet that he sent out, and then that follow-up comment. Did you see the person that asked him about...
I didn't see the follow-up comment. What was that?
Somebody said to him, how about working on moves with Stoudemire?
Oh,
see if you could.
I saw this.
And he said, and his response was, you know, I don't need to work on moves because we don't run offensive sets where I'm going to be allowed to do any of that kind of stuff.
Oh, of course. Right?
Yeah,
you didn't see that?
Said? No.
Yeah.
No, but that's the second time he said something like that over the past couple of years.
He's been saying that, for a few years now. I'm over that. I don't believe... If you're not doing them, you don't have them. And you can't. Don't blame the offense. Yeah, no Sims tonight. I don't like not seeing games where Sims doesn't... I don't like when Sims doesn't play.
Sims
anymore.
Has looked good. Yeah, when Sims has been in there as of late, he's looked really good.
Yeah.
You he's know, one of the bright has spots some nice moments. He has some really awful moments.
I mean, if Tibbs played the starters a lot against the Bucks, all the starters, 33-plus minutes. The bench players, the highest bench player was quickly with 18. Hartenstein played 10. Yeah, Mitch does seem like he's turning a corner, hopefully. Hopefully it lasts.
Yeah, I don't think he picked up his first foul until like the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but I think he had one. I think he had one, and then he got a second. I think in the fourth at one point.
Okay.
I mean, it was really Mitch who kept this game tight. I think, right?
Yeah. And look, even when he went to the line in a big spot, you know, he hit the first one and then they got lucky. They got, you know, the ball back.
Yeah, he got the offensive board on his own miss.
Grimes didn't put up big numbers against the Bucks, but he's also looked a little better over these past few games, right?
Yes, his shot's starting to fall, which was like the weird thing that we were seeing his first few games back was as good as he looked on the court, his shot, you know, he wasn't hitting, which, you know, we kind of count on for him in there. And yeah, so that's been happening for him, which is definitely a good sign. I wish we would see Cam a little bit more, not just minutes wise, but when he's in there, get him the ball. I mean, he didn't get a lot of touches against the Bucks. He took one shot. And I mean, when he had been in there before that groin injury, he looked like the man. I mean, you would turn on this, you know, a casual fan would turn on this game and they'd say, who's that guy? You know, he must be, you know, the number one on this team because he's looked like that in games. So the fact they're not going to him more concerns
me. Maybe that groin is still bothering him. Maybe we need to speak to his groin.
I don't think that's it, Blandy. That does not look like it to me. He's running up and down the court. He's moving fine. He looks pissed off when he's not getting the ball.
Maybe it's worth putting in an interview request for his groin. I'm just saying.
Maybe we'll make that happen. But I mean, most of the shots are taken up by just a few guys on this team. Like I said before, Brunson Randle had 46 of the 100 shots, and they weren't hitting anything. Yep. But they get most of the opportunities. I mean, Barrett, Randle, and Brunson took, I think, over 60 of the 100 shots, just the three of those guys.
Yeah, and it was the three of them down the stretch, at least trying to get the Knicks, you know, over the hump at the end, which they couldn't end up doing. But, you know, it was an exciting fourth quarter. You know, as miserable shooting-wise the game was up to that point, it was an exciting fourth quarter. They were going back and forth. They just couldn't get the stops on defense at the end. I think they played good defense throughout the game. They were locked in, you know, for the 48 minutes. It's just down the stretch. I mean, you got to get more stops and convert on the other end. But
that Grayson Allen three that he hit that put the game away, like there's not really much more that they could have done. He just hit a
big
shot.
That's not so much on them.
RJ Barrett carried them a lot in the first half. He got off to a really good start. Yeah, I think it was like, I don't know, I think he had like 20 points on 7 of 12 shooting at some point. I think he started off 5 for 6 in the game, but he couldn't do anything in the back half of that game. Finished 8 for 15 for 26 points. So yeah, he really slowed down, and that obviously hurt them in the fourth quarter.
8 of 9 from the line, though.
He's been playing a little better under RJ.
Yeah, whereas the rest of the team could have done better from the line against the Bucks. 13 of 20, I think, for the team.
I mean, yeah, like I said, for Jalen to miss 3 of 4, that's very unlike him. It's very weird. Yeah. Julius did have, I feel like we have to talk about, Julius played great against Detroit. Again, it's just Detroit.
It was his birthday.
Yeah. 36 points. He had that dunk against Isaiah Stewart, which I just wish he was like that more often. Julius stared down Isaiah Stewart. She gave him that shove. I love that shit, Barry.
Yeah.
Do you not love that?
Yeah, man. It's got an energy, you know, to it, like a primal energy.
Well, that's like it's Knicks basketball energy, I would call that. Yeah. Was it what that was?
Big Knick energy?
Big Dick energy, Big Nick energy, sure. Which we, you know, the Knicks for many years have just had Little Dick energy since the 90s. But you want that large penis energy from the 90s.
He was riled up, but he was also riled up in the Memphis game. Towards the end of the game, did you see how he was going at it with, who was it, Santi Aldana? The things were getting a little tense there. So he's playing with a little bit more of a, you know, an attitude, which isn't a bad thing, as long as he's directing it at, you know, the opposing team and not at his own teammates or at assistant coaches.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Smacking shit out of their hands.
I don't know if I can deal with a happy, giggly Julius Randle all season if we're losing.
Right.
If we're losing, at least be slapping iPads. All right. That's what I think. Yeah, he made this that one comment after the win against Detroit when Breen was interviewing him about how on the, like, Breen asked him why on the road he plays a little better, and he said because he actually gets some sleep away from his kids. And I know that everyone's talked about that for the past couple of years, like since he had the baby, he seemed different. So what's interesting, it seems like there's a little truth to that, maybe. I think we all get that.
There's always a little truth to something, sure.
Yeah. All right, guys, you want to hear some voicemails?
Yeah, let's do this.
These are presented by Betstamp, Barry. Oh.
Betstamp. If you haven't downloaded Betstamp by now, you are missing out. Because you probably only have one or two sports books that you're using to bet. And that is just a big mistake because it's your hard-earned money we're talking about, which is why Betstamp, which is a 100% free app, will compare all the sports books, does all the line shopping for you, so you will know where to place your next bet to get the best odds. The only way to get an edge in online sports betting is by having multiple accounts at different sports books. So download the Betstamp app today. Use promo code HardKnicksLife when you do. And after you download Betstamp, DM HardKnicksLife to find out how we can help you score even bigger with Betstamp.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Nope.
I'm trying to get Landy to yawn more. He's stuck at four. Mm-hmm. This might be, oddly enough, I'm feeling like this is the most talkative I've ever seen Blandy in a show, Barry.
Really?
Aren't you feeling that way?
Yeah. He's contributed a lot.
I'm trying to move this shit along.
Is that what's going on?
Trying to move this shit along.
All right, Blandy, who do we got first? I numbered them for you, so you can just go in that order.
Okay. Let's go with Abu Shaki.
This is Abu Shaki after the Portland game.
What's the over-under on how many AKAs we get, Barry? What do you think?
Two.
Two?
Abu Shaki.
Absolutely.
Oh, two. That's definitely the over-under. I thought you said who.
So more than two or under two? You think more than two?
That's what it said at. I didn't place my bet. Oh, I'm going to go...
you'd have to say over, right?
Well, if we're saying... Can't be okay, under. Let's go 2.5.
It's never going to be
2.5, I go under.
I'm going over.
Isam here, a.k.a. Abu Shaki, a.k.a. the Beast from the Middle East. What the fuck was that fourth quarter? It's like watching underperforming kids. What the fuck? Look, I'm done. Like, Barrett and Fournier, put them in a package and I want them out of here. It's over. I'm done with Barrett. He has to be on the bench. And I don't know. I'm done with him. This is HardKnicksLife.
When did that voicemail come in, Craig?
Was it before the Detroit game? It was after the Portland game. They had lost Friday night to Portland.
Right.
Friday night Knicks.
It's easy to say
that. So he was upset at that point.
Or easier to say that at that point. I mean, I wasn't ready to give up on Barrett. I just said he's not my franchise. That's all I said last week, and I still stick to that. Yeah, there's a spot for him on this team. He's just got to play within his role. I didn't even have a problem with him taking that three towards the end of the game. If we could have got something better, I would have picked something better, but it wasn't a horrible, horrible shot. Did not think it was going to go in, but then again, he's hit clutch shots in the past. So, and he was starting to shoot better the last couple of games. So what are you going to do?
Yeah. And he's been playing better. He's been coming up with some big buckets towards the end of these close games.
Yeah. He did have a couple of bonehead turnovers this game, you know, which he always seems to have, but that's RJ.
Wait, yeah. You said you didn't like the three at the end of this game?
I said I didn't mind it.
Oh.
I said I didn't mind it. It was almost like
after Grayson Allen.
Yeah. Yes. When he came down the court and he tried to hit one. Yeah.
Yeah, except did you notice he put that shot up there and Julius was down in the paint and he was being guarded by Drew Holiday. And I know Drew Holiday obviously is a big time defender, but maybe instead of chucking up a three right away before everybody's even down there, maybe try to hit the big man in the paint being guarded by the point guard.
Right.
But whatever.
Yeah. I mean, but down three, I know there was a little time, so you could go for two, but RJ was feeling it, man. He was 2 for 4 from three that game. That's fucking on fire for RJ. Mm-hmm. By the way, yeah, the 3-point shooting is so bad that.
So bad.
Obi Toppin, even though he's been struggling, I think is like still our leading 3-point shooter, or he's right up there. the last time I checked, which is crazy. They've got a bit, like, but they've got nobody that's shooting above like 35% from three.
It's been rough. I think I think I saw a tweet today. What is it that they're in the top 10 in was it offensive efficiency? But they're also like one of the bottom two teams in 3-point shooting, which just goes to show you how good they've been offensively. The fact that they're that high and that their points per game is that high, because I think they're in the top 10 or top, maybe the top 7 now, points per game, and their 3-point shooting is just absolute shit. So if they could get it to come around at all.
That coincides with how they are ranked, you know, offensively as a team and defensively as a team. Again, their offensive numbers are pretty high, and yet they're, you know, like the bottom 5 defenses in the entire league. So, yeah, you're scoring a lot of points, but you're giving up a ton of points, so...
You know, I feel like this is a struggle every year, by the way. It's similar to the point guard problems we've had in the past, where we always struggle 3-point shooting. We never seem to address it properly. Yeah. We don't draft, like, even when there are 3-point shooters available in the draft, we trade away the picks, you know, or do something
that was supposed
else.
To be Fournier, and now he's completely out of the rotation.
Right. We take our best 3-point shooter and
put him on the bench.
Put him in mothballs.
I can't remember who... The Desmond Bane draft, a lot of Knicks fans wanted him. Yeah. And did he go right before us or right after us?
Was that the Quentin Grimes draft? Or was that the Obi draft?
I don't know if that was the Grimes draft or the Quickley draft. We should look that up. But I remember a lot of Knicks fans wanting Desmond Bane. And they said in the game the other night, he's averaging like 25 points a game this year, which is... just another heartbreaking miss for the Knicks.
He was 2020.
And who'd the Knicks pick that draft?
He was Obi and Quickley.
And when did Bane get drafted?
Let's see. Bane went...
I mean, you're going to go down this road, Craig. And you could have had Tyrese Halliburton then instead of Obi. And there's your 3-point shooting. There's a point guard, you know, that you have for a couple of years before you get Brunson in here.
You kind of liked Tyrese. I think we kind of did.
We said his shot looked funny, but he was efficient.
Desmond Bane went 30th
in Desmond
Celtics.
Bane went 30th.
Right.
I know. We know. Leon liked Obi. And to not take a point guard when we were so desperate for one. I think there was a lot of disappointment there for Knicks fans. All right, Blandy, who's up next?
Okay, JP.
What is up, boys? It's Otepe calling after the Memphis game. Shit. You know, Brunson is just, he's fucking great. I love watching that guy play. He's clearly our best player. He's got the highest, I think, basketball IQ of everyone on that team. But he can't carry him. He's an awesome number two. But he's not a superstar. He needs a superstar next to him. And this game just leaves me wondering, what would it have been like with Donovan Mitchell paired up with him? And maybe Grimes, Reddish, and Robinson starting. It would have been totally worth losing RJ and IQ and probably a bunch of first round picks to see that. I just keep wondering what would that have been like. It's a hard Knicks life. Move to pay out.
A devastating mistake not getting Donovan Mitchell. I think everyone's trying not to admit that. I've been trying for weeks saying, well, who knows if Ainge would have given him to us. But we should have given up whatever he wanted. Barry, not true? True.
True. True, because even if you look at, like, the you know, I'm not even going to say giving up the farm, because he's not giving up the farm. Giving up the most obscene amount of what you know what it would have taken to get Mitchell, still would have been worth it to get Mitchell.
Especially when you're watching our young guys struggle this year. You know, Grimes slow out of the gate, injuries, RJ up and down, seems like the same players always.
To get Obi, somebody proven.
We love Obi, but he's struggling a lot lately. Quickly, I mean, they're fucking talking about trading him now for probably almost nothing, like a first round pick.
Which would, and, that would hurt me. Quickly, and we haven't spoken about him too much, I don't think, and yet Quickly to me has looked really, really good. I know he didn't have a good shooting night against Milwaukee, but when he's in the game this year, it just looks like he has such control. He's got such a good feel for the game. He knows he's a lot smarter than he was last year, you know, and he's getting a lot more point guard responsibilities this year, which he deserves. He just can, he sees the court better this year, and he knows where to go to and to make things happen. I think he's making much smarter decisions. I've been really happy with Quickly this year. His defense has been great. His defense has been great.
He's tracking down the rebounds. Really.
Yep. But even with the ball in his hands, I just feel like he's more confident than he's ever been. I'm more confident watching him, you know, in control. And to lose him would bother me, I think, than losing anybody else, you know, in a deal. You know, Randall, Obi, Grimes, RJ, all these guys. Like, that's how much faith I'm putting in Quickly this year, and how much he's shown me that he's grown as a player.
Yeah. I think I'm finally willing to admit, though, that I think I finally am seeing it. I'm ready to admit that all these guys, all these young guys, Obi, RJ, Grimes, Quickly, they are all just role players. Finally ready to admit that.
And they're all indispensable. Wait, yeah. Dispensable.
None of them are untouchable. They are
Did you say dispensable?
Indispensable. Like dispensable. A Pez dispenser. Like,
yes. Yeah.
No, they are dispensable.
Meaning you can get rid of them.
You could get rid of them.
Yes.
Yes. They are all dispensable.
I feel like you rarely hear that word used like that, but I feel like that is
because most people
accurate.
Go with the double negative, Craig. They say nobody's indispensable.
Right.
But I'm saying everybody's dispensable.
But isn't that crazy? These are the guys that Knicks fans, we didn't want to give up three or right. four of them and picks. They're fucking, they are role players. I don't see any one of them becoming a star. Not one. I don't see one of them becoming half of what Donovan Mitchell is.
Yeah, but you still, look, if you're eventually going to be a team that gets a superstar on it, and are in championship contention, you need really, really good role players. So Quickly can be that. Grimes right. can be that. Even yeah, RJ gonna, can be
but
that.
We need to use these guys to get a superstar because no one's just going to come here. So you get the right, superstar, you get the role players after you get the superstar. Then the role players come to you because they want to come to you to hold on to guys. We're going to hold on to all our role players because we want a superstar
no, I
to be
agree
paired
with
the role players.
Look, when you're a 500 team, which this team has the potential to be a 500 team for the next 2 or 3 years, then yes, you got to shit or get off the pot and do something, right? Whether you're going to embrace a tank or you're going to fucking go forward, give up your youth and try to, you know, grab a superstar, even if it buckles your bench. Because it's going to maybe take you up another notch. And then, like you said, the role players will follow to get you over the hump. And you're going to be a permanent fixture in playoffs. There's a yawn, by the way. I don't know what the count is at.
Five. I didn't yawn.
Oh, that wasn't a yawn. Okay.
I went and I got watered. Okay. I don't know. I'm still at 4. I'm good. I'm all okay.
Right. All right, Blandy. Who's up next?
I don't know who this is.
Murder Jim.
Well,
Murder Jim.
Okay. You have a moment in your life where you... We feel like you know who you are, but then it shows your confidence. You kind of question yourself. You're like, oh, wait, I thought I was this type of person, but after what I just did, I'm not sure anymore.
What?
Who the fuck
well, hold
am
on.
I?
Pause this. What did Murder Jim do some point? You what thought you were one person, then you did something, and you're like, I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah,
is that the time, right. he murdered someone?
Maybe bought a Brooklyn Nets jersey.
Oh, so it's that innocent? All right, keep going. Like, I just want to know what he's talking about.
I didn't think I was the kind of person that would, you know, murder someone and chop up their body and put the pieces in my freezer. But, you know, and things just happen.
And here I call, and now I just call myself Murder Jim. You know, I went from regular Jim.
One of two choices, you know, you can either figure out who you are, or you can live your life in denial. That's where we are right now, guys. That's where we are. We gotta be okay. We gotta be okay with, like, watching this game and watching, like, you know, our boys, our kids that we want to watch do well. And, like, take the moments, take, like, a big, you know, Obi Toppin this, or Jericho sends this, or, which I didn't do any of today, but any of this, like, but just saying theoretically, we gotta look at it, like, as take these little good nuggets, because, man, this team sucks, dude. It's not good. It's not good. It's not gonna get better. I mean, we're gonna bounce around 500. We're not garbage, which is, so it's good compared to what, you know, the things we've been through. Let's be honest, all right? We're not fucking Pablo Prigioni, like, look at this motherfucker's going to save our team. But, I mean, it's time to lower expectations. And if we make a playoffs, it's going to be a fucking miracle. But we probably will be bouncing around, you know, this is going to be us. We're going to lose a lot of games. But, you know, we got to enjoy the games, man. Because I'm all about enjoying the games, enjoying watching the games. Because why else fucking are we even doing this? So watch the games. We take the good out of it that we can. But, it's a whole shitty Knicks life, which we know. So, you know, what do you think is going to happen? Murder Jim, out.
Really came with the positivity this time.
Yeah, just, you know.
Speaking of Murder Jim, I don't know if you heard on the broadcast the other day, Mike Breen's getting in on that fucking Obi Toppin shit. Oh, hold on. Let me.
Oh, yeah, I did see you sent this to us.
Way to have it all queued up, Barry.
I'm not the sound man.
Could have given that to Jay. Could have played it.
Yeah, why not?
Could have put that fucking shit in there.
Well, you could.
I gave it to him. I gave it to him.
Excuse me?
Who's next? Is that our last one?
No, Brandon is our last one here. Brandon.
What's going on, boys? Apparently, I don't have enough energy calling you guys. I've been a little low-key watching the games, but I'm watching the Bucks game. We're at the halftime right now. Hanging in there. I see Brunson doing his thing. Oh, man, it's just a nail-biter because I just know, I mean, it's the Bucks. So I guess I'll call it the end of the game. But hopefully this is enough energy for you because I am excited for a possible Knicks win. Let's go.
Fucking shit, man. Damn it. Just Brandon. I don't have energy for you boys tonight.
Damn, dude. Like, Mitchell had the game of his career, and we lost. Barrett trying to be a hero, and we lost. Randall, what the hell were you doing on that last play, dude? And we lost. I'm not even going to get on JB. Listen, he rarely misses free throws, but even if he would have hit his three missed free throws, we still would have been down. God damn it, dude. It's a hard Knicks life tonight, boys.
Very true.
Hey, Brandon, maybe his energy's down because of this team, you know? This fucking shit's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
All right, Blandy. You hear that music? It's time for you to shine. You're still awake, which is shocking.
Let's do this. Let's get to. Luckily, there's not much going on here. Yeah. So,
Blandy's made for these late nights.
Yo,
you gotta
yeah.
do this more.
Oh yeah.
Do this more.
So, Carl Anthony Towns. I'm sure you guys saw the other night. Kind of looked like he had a non-contact injury. I think it was on his right leg. Right. Everybody thought it was an Achilles. At first, because he was running and he planted, and the next thing you know, he was grabbing the back of his leg. Apparently, though, we're lucky for them, just a calf strain. He is expected, however, to be out, I think, 4 to 6 weeks or so, which obviously is a blow for them. You know, luckily they've got D'Angelo Russell and Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert, but at least it's not a torn Achilles, so you got that. NBA has reportedly sidelined one of their referees, Tony Brothers, for at least one game after he apparently cursed at Spencer Dinwiddie on a game back on November 4th against the Raptors. I guess Dinwiddie apparently had something to say about a call, and the referees called him a bitch-ass motherfucker.
All the referees? What? The referees?
This particular referee, oh. Tony Brothers, responded to Dinwiddie's displeasure by calling him a bitch-ass motherfucker.
Not
the first time he's been called that, I'm sure.
I mean, he's not a bad guy, Spencer Dinwiddie.
Knicks fans love to call Spencer Dinwiddie.
Well,
that.
I mean, yeah, but so you got that, and then only one other story. Charles Barkley has spoken out for the first time about the rift between him and his former good buddy, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan just seems to be a dick to everybody that he used to have a relationship with. Did either of you see this interview with Taylor Rooks?
Yeah, I did.
Taylor Rooks is super hot, by the way. Just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, you never realized that before?
I'd never really seen her before. Like, oh. I'd never really sat down and watched something. But yeah, I'm just going to play this quick little part. Apparently, it had to do with something from 10 years ago where I guess Barkley was critical of MJ and his GM skills. They've been in the same room together, Barkley said, 5 times probably in the last 10 years and did not speak a word to one another. So let me just play this short little clip.
It's a really unfortunate situation for me and him. But you know, Taylor, I'm going to do my job first and foremost because I can't criticize other coaches and general managers and give him a pass because he's my best friend. I just can't do that. And what I said was, I wasn't sure. I said, Michael got to surround himself with better people.
That was basically it. And then that's led to them not speaking at all for 10 years. And they were really tight.
Doesn't seem like much.
Later on in the interview, he said that he hoped that at some point they could just put aside all the bullshit and just talk to one another and just be like, I said it. It's what I meant it because it's what I thought at the time, and that's it. Let's just put it behind us. And that's the way the basketball bounces.
Blandy, if Taylor Rooks was around in high school, would she have made it onto your masturbation wall in your bedroom?
Excuse me? My what?
Your wall of posters in your bedroom. Jenny McCarthy. Who else was on there?
I had a Cindy Crawford one.
Cindy Crawford.
There was Jenny McCarthy, Cindy Crawford. Who else
Leticia
was there?
Leticia Casta.
Oh, yeah. She was a big one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was his favorite.
Yes.
Oh, really? Victoria's Secret model.
She was
model.
A Victoria's Secret model from Corsica. In France, my God, she was a stunning woman.
Blandy had this wall. He used to charge kids five. $5 for 5 minutes alone.
Erroneous.
There was no internet back then.
That's not even the least bit true.
There would be a line of boys outside of Blandy's room. They'd go in there and just stare at his wall.
That's not even the least bit true. That's not even close to being true.
Could have been true. It would have been a good business venture.
But not, no, that's not real.
That's why I came over your house.
To look at my posters?
Your sexy Rolling Stone covers that you would cut out and put on your closet door.
I had so many Britney Spears ones. God, those were the days.
All right, guys. Let's get going. Those were the days. It's good for today's show.
My goodness.
Well, those really were the days for you. Memorable.
Yeah.
You in that wall. He had a little hole in his wall too, which was weird. But
oh yeah, I had a glory hole in my bedroom wall.
Again, each of the posters in the mouths of the people.
What is wrong with you?
Where?
I don't know. It's not great. Is that not accurate?
Sit in my bedroom and just look at the posters.
Hard news. Bang the wall. Dark.
Yeah.
And then we yell out,
"Hey, Mom! The meatloaf!"
And then we'd have meatloaf and just look at the posters on my wall.
I made meatloaf tonight.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, wow. Really? Good. You made it.
I made it.
So wait a minute. So you're cooking dinner and taking care of the bills now? Holy shit.
That is a good point.
It was my day off today, so sometimes on my day off, I will take care of dinner.
Wow. How's meatloaf when you're high? Good?
It's probably good. Yeah, I wasn't that high.
Oh, right. what an off day. Meatloaf, edibles.
Oh, dude. I had a great day today.
Great day.
Great day.
Same day.
I the last 2 days I won money. I bet $190 bucks on the Knicks last night against Detroit. And I came through on that.
Came up big.
I had like a 5-leg parlay in the Nuggets game, which I won that.
Wow.
Tonight. I'm rolling.
Thanks to BetStamp and BetOnline. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. That's the reason why.
This show, by the way, presented by BetOnline. Just want to make that clear before we get into any more trouble. Guys, that's going to do for today's show. Remember, you can reach out to us. It's hardnickslife@gmail.com. You can follow me at hardnickslife on Twitter. Barry at Barry Dworkin and Blandy at Blandy Hooper. And you can call us.
That's right. One of the many ways you can interact and give your feedback. 516-33-MESH-1. That's 516-336-3741.
Blandy, to reward you on this great show and staying awake with us, why don't you give us the upcoming schedule? You have that in you?
We've got Saturday at home with the Mavericks at 12:30, and then Sunday versus Cleveland at home at 6 p.m. So two relatively early games, so that's good. That's good.
I will be in attendance on Sunday night.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be sitting courtside.
Sitting
like, literally courtside,
right behind Pete Davidson. Oh, wow. Yeah.
What are you wearing?
Something nice. I don't know.
If
Pete Davidson is there, that's where you'll be?
Yeah, I'm literally in the second row, so I could be fucking next to Ben Stiller. I could be
behind some celebrity.
Behind Spike. Right. Yeah, I don't remember how close to center court I am. I don't remember.
Is it the side of center court? Is it the side of the court where we'll be able to see you from the game, or it's on the side we'll see the back of your head?
Back of my head. Or nice if they show a celebrity, then maybe you'll see me behind them.
All right. So everyone be on the lookout for Barry and his wife, who we decided to take. What's she wearing?
She got her nails done today, and she like showed me. I was like, oh, they're nice. She's like, you don't realize? It was like the blue and orange fucking... stuff on top of
it. Yeah, look at that. Nobody's gonna. She's trying to look good for the front for Celebrity Row, right?
There you go.
All right, guys, latest Tankathon standings. I know it's really important these days. We are sitting at number 9 in the lottery. All right, 17% chance of the top 4 pick, 4% chance of the top pick. We got Dallas's pick right now, tied for 11. Dallas, not too good. So far, 10-10 on the year, and Washington's pick we would normally have, because we could have 3 picks in the lottery, but that Washington's is, I think, top 14 protected, so it would just be 2 picks right now in the lottery. Until next time, guys. Barry, have fun at the game.
Thanks, bro.
Hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.